Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They said it. Coming up in 15 minutes at 7:20, quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Joe Mazzulla said about a dress code for his coaching staff. And Courtney, follow up on your lead from a couple texters. I will read one, 781 texter. Courtney, thank you for your lead. We as men cannot even approach a woman without being called creepy. So thank you for your lead.
Yeah, I just, I think.
On behalf of men everywhere,
good job, Courtney.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's just, I know what the narrative would have been if that was a female reporter in Wiley's role. They would have said, those guys in the booth would have never asked a male reporter to do that. That would have been the narrative. So here it is with a male reporter. They're having fun with it. Baseball games, I'm sorry. I know that they're shorter than they used to be. They're still long, and there's a lot of airtime to fill. Yeah. And I just think that even if this was a woman, if that was Jenny Dell, that was Garen Austin, if that was Hazel May, people would have been loving it.
Yeah.
Nobody would have gotten canceled. Nobody would have gotten fired.
Yeah. Well, the two guys would have gotten dragged because they would have been, ooh, look how creepy those guys are. To ask a woman to ask men at a game, can you get their phone number? That's so wrong. What are they running? Kind of some weird brothel over there? Like, hey, listen, I'm Courtney. I tell you what, that's the great thing about you working here is that you have that ability for us to have these conversations and kind of talk that ish a little bit. And it's like, you don't take anything serious where.
Oh, she would have quit in a week if she did.
Or if she did, she would have. Or if she was like some other people.
That is true.
If she was like some other women who don't know the difference between
a dirt dog and a dirt bag.
No, having fun and the struggle that women go through to get in the sports world, they would have ran to HR and been like, oh, my God, he said this. I felt like I was being sexually abused. Like, stop it.
But
good job, Courtney.
Isn't
high five
so
for you.
Funny how we use social media? Like, all of these people that are just so mad that they don't have a job on the sidelines of Braves broadcasts sit and rip a guy who literally, that is the most falsely advertised story. I said to Courtney during the break, I had heard about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about the actual play-by-play guys being the ones that encouraged the entire bit.
Right. It's a bit.
Like, what way? And I love that guy. He went on Twitter today or last night, and he just put the picture from Good Will Hunting where he goes, how do you like them apples? And he's got the number on the window.
I'm surprised he didn't have to apologize.
Oh, I'm sure he will tomorrow.
Well, credit to the Braves, you know, whoever does the Braves broadcast for not making him do that.
People were literally trying to get him fired. There was one sideline reporter who was very upset about it. One woman. I don't know what her name is.
I don't know.
But just losing their mind over it. And it's like, please. Yeah. Like, it's a joke.
Sounds like
there
somebody
are people
I used to
dying
work with.
Out there. Right. Like, that's what this is so low on the totem pole of things to be outraged about.
Yeah. That's it.
Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right. Good morning. So I will say this, and I'll say it again for all you Celtics fans out there. Celtics City, Man, yesterday's episode.
Monday's episode.
I caught it yesterday. Was the Reggie Lewis episode.
Yes.
And
D Brown.
And D Brown. You know, I own a pair of the Reebok pumps. And just that, like, early time of that transition from, you know, Bird to the new era of the Celtics and what they could have been. And then we dealt with the tragic loss of Len Bias, and now we're right in the world of the Reggie Lewis thing. And then that whole Reggie Lewis tragedy where it spun in so many different ways. And Shaughnessy was on the show talking about every piece of coverage over Reggie Lewis was bad and negative. And that whole thing is just another, like, curse of this great franchise to see what that would have been like, Reggie Lewis and Len Bias potentially playing together. But if you haven't seen it, man, I'm telling you. We're kind of going to dive into the Paul Pierce and his situation. I remember that situation.
The Paul Pierce stabbing, yeah. And I didn't realize, I guess, because I was young, somewhat young, the kind of the whispers about Reggie Lewis and whether his heart situation had been caused by cocaine.
Right.
And right on the heels of what happened by Len Bias.
Mm. You didn't know that?
I didn't realize. I thought the Reggie thing was always like a defect in his heart.
No.
But it seems like it was unfortunately scarring due to that. And I remember because I was on the radio at that time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... Really, it was so difficult because of his widow, and because he had a young boy, I think, and the back and forth between which doctor they were going to use, and one doctor, Dr. Mudge, telling the family and Reggie, "No, you're fine. Go play basketball."
Right.
And then he collapsed on the basketball court. It was
nuts.
Yeah, it really. And I said previously that. And I'm sure this is a homer take, but that it's better than The Last Dance. I really think it is. And it may be, we can have this debate later, but the emergency top five best sports documentaries ever, it's on my list of the top five.
Yeah, I could be biased because obviously it's like a lot of this stuff, like you kind of remember and it brings you back to a certain place. I remember I was in high school and I loved basketball. And I remember when I used to play football down the stadium in East Boston, they had painted like a Reggie Mural number on the wall and everything. And it was just like one of those things where you just, and then Reggie was kind of connected to Boston because he went to Northeastern. So it was like, wow, look at this. And, you know, everybody was amped that Reggie was playing for the Celtics.
I mean, what else do you have on your list? I have 4 days in October. Is that what that Red Sox doc is called?
The one on the ESPN?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is spectacular.
That's on my list of greatest sports documentaries of all time.
I mean, I did like The Last Dance.
The Last Dance was awesome.
Yeah, no, it's on there. But yeah. I think this is better. But that's just because I'm a Celtics fan, probably.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff, like, you kind of remember all these things, and they bring you back to a specific place in your life where you go, wow, I remember that. Or I remember the D. Brown, getting the D. Brown Reebok pumps, and when he won the slam dunk contest. And, you know, I remember playing basketball in high school with those D. Brown pumps on.
Didn't we have D. Brown on the show last playoff run?
Yes.
We should have him on again.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Leon are cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's just, I remember exactly where I was when Reggie Lewis died. And then Dr. Mudge was Dover Sherburn. Like, it was this huge national story back then with the cardiologist. And then you had, almost 2 years later, was Travis Roy. It was like the 90s was just like these awful moments.
Yeah.
And just sinking like that. Like, there's just this tragedy.
Because it was Magic with his HIV.
Len Bias in the late 80s.
Well, also in this episode, Curtis, if you haven't seen it
yet,
you get the Rick Pitino stuff.
Oh, yeah. Man. What a douche.
he actually talks about how he was a dismal failure here.
Yeah. He said he shouldn't have done both.
Yeah.
He said if he could go back, he wouldn't be the coach and the president. He wouldn't have done that. He would have just been the coach.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
He also, like, booted. He basically fired Red Auerbach, which is, that's a bold move.
Right.
Like, you didn't have to do that.
Nope.
But he wanted the title.
Right. And then the whole Chauncey Billups thing. I remember that, you know, Chauncey. And then, why are you trading this young, talented player?
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance that Rick Pitino would have won a championship as a Celtics coach if they got Duncan? Like, because that's the only reason he came here, right?
Yeah. I mean, go over that. And yes, I think there probably is.
Yeah, because Duncan was definitely. Yeah. But then again, with Patino, he might have traded him after a year.
But yeah, he did trade Chauncey Billups, which a lot of people were like, what?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's really good. Yeah, Celtic City, really good.
Check it out.
Gail King, Curtis, went to space this week as a celebronaut. and we talked a little bit about that on this show on Tuesday. And yesterday? Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yesterday or whatever. And Gail King is apparently upset with those, including people that she knows, who are criticizing her for going to space and for what she said. Here is Gail King.
I'm going to use the Mel Robbins theory of let them. But I say anybody that is criticizing this, some of them are people I know and like, so I'm a little surprised. I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning, too. Space, why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or, it's a both and. And because you're doing something in space, doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening in Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that, and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision, they said the mission was flawless. Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day.
What?
No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant.
It was.
This was a bona fide flight. I don't like people trying to minimalize what was done there.
That's
number two. And number three, the thing that most gets me is the message that it sends to young women and young girls. I've had so many people, no exaggeration, reach out to me and say, because you did it, it makes me think I can do it.
What? Get out of here. Blast, as I said the other day, blast her back, please, and leave her there.
Hey, Gail King, you ever heard of Krista McAuliffe, you dulled? Like, what in the world are you talking about?
But are we
talking
about...
You hopped on a ride for 2 minutes!
Is this whole thing that this is going to be, and I understand the price and it's ridiculous, but is it going to be like a commercial thing so that they sent them up to say, see, people can now go to space?
Nobody can afford it. It's $350,000 a trip.
I just wonder if that's...
To act like you're groundbreaking, you put on yoga pants and got in a seat... And floated around for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You did nothing.
It's not about little kids and little girls. It's so that you could put on that stupid astronaut outfit and act like you're an explorer. Like, why do people... It's okay. You've been very successful in your life, Gail. You made lots of money. You want to do fun things. Who would stop you? Great. But don't sit here and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Tell me about how I have to get an electric car and how you're an astronaut because you flew into space for 5 minutes and you burned 500 million gallons of jet fuel. Like, it's so
well, she overcame a fear.
Well, technically, it is a ride.
She could have
fear
overcome
of her hair getting messed up with zero gravity.
No, sure. Her fear, she was scared of flying.
Courtney, she could have overcome the same fear on an aeroplane. They didn't go much higher than an airplane.
Can you explain to me what those outfits were required for? Like, what did they do?
The outfits? Ever seen, style.
I've heard people ask, and it's a great question. Have you ever seen anybody else legitimately go to space who's an astronaut who's not wearing a helmet?
No.
Of course not.
That was interesting. I did notice that as well.
There was an article in People magazine, I kid you not, about how Katy Perry kept her makeup intact on the flight and what she, like, the
I bet she used one size setting spray. That's the best.
Is that what it does?
Probably.
That's all what right. She used.
Yeah.
And there's an article, so she had to tell people what she used to keep her makeup fresh in space. Yeah. You're not an astronaut.
No.
Stop it.
But what? If you're a young girl, okay, and you see this and you say, okay, I love this. Great job, Gil. I want to be an astronaut. In what way does this, you could follow her in her path by getting close with the most powerful woman in television? And then eventually become friends with Jeff Bezos? Like, what's the pathway? Like, at least when, you know, Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. It was this accomplishment of the entirety of the country in the race to the moon with Russia.
She brought up Alan Shepard, Gail King did. They think they had a massive chime. Do you have that, what Katy Perry said yesterday? Do you have that? This is Katy Perry on the massive impact that her 11-minute trip into the atmosphere had on the world.
On the environment.
On the world.
I hope they can see the unity that we modeled and replicate that and understand that we weren't just taking up space, we were making space for the future. And for me, like Gail said, this wasn't a ride, wasn't a destination, it was a journey, and it was a supernatural one. My journey has always been about love and belonging, and I think that we have all felt that sometimes we weren't worthy or we didn't belong and in certain ways, no matter all the accolades, no matter all the studying, no matter anything. And I think today we all said it, like, we belong here. This is where we belong, and we feel very sure of that. So I think that you'll never know the amount of love that you have inside of you to give and to receive until the day you launch. Because you're leaving all the love behind and you're surrendering and you're hoping that you get another chance to love them again. And so when you come back down, you're like, oh, I get another chance and I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Now I'm crying. Okay.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Katy Perry, that's kind of a word salad.
Yeah. And don't we do that every time we get on an airplane?
Yeah. They could have, honestly, they could have gone farther into space if they went in her head.
That was, wow. I bet you got some good selfies up there, though.
Like, great singer. I mean, she's great, a very singer. Talented singer.
What a catalog of music.
We should do an
has.
E.T. rejoin, because that song slaps.
I'd be happy to.
All right.
I think so that great. If you need to go to space to feel the love you have for, like, your husband.
Well, she just likes when her husband cleans up. She walks in and he's cleaning.
Yeah, yep. I mean, okay. Yeah. All right, well,
there
anyway.
You go. All young girls out there.
What a week for women, honestly.
Yeah. This is my favorite story of the year.
I know.
I can't even talk. Really, like, these people went on Space Mountain and they come off thinking they were just this astronaut.
Can you imagine what women could do now after this?
Curtis, she never felt, by the way, Curtis, she's had a lot of accolades, but she never felt like this until she went to space.
No.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, they were the take-up space crew.
This is nothing like winning a Grammy. I've won 12 Grammys. God.
It taught me to love people more. You barely got your seatbelt on and you were back in the earth.
It's all about unity, man.
Yeah. The amount of love that you have inside of you to give and to receive until the day you launch.
They probably should have took up Queen Latifah because she has the song Unity.
Yeah. So
that would have worked
maybe
out even better.
Maybe the next one.
They would need a separate capsule or whatever.
But, my favorite part of the story was when they landed after that brutal mission and Gayle King said, Katy Perry sang a song not off of her new album, which you can get at Amazon. It was this other song, which really showed that she got it.
Well, Satchel,
Katy sang What a Wonderful World.
She did?
Isn't that nice?
Oh, come on.
She sang What a Wonderful World. I see dreams. Oh, yes.
It was beautiful. It was unity.
Yeah.
It was unity.
Saying Louis Armstrong.
All right. Those are our leads. They said it coming up next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox get a win in Tampa, 7-4 the final. Alex Bregman must have heard what Wiggy said yesterday about moving him to second base to make him play better. He had two homers in this one. Jaron Duran also homered. Walker Buehler went 5 innings. He gave up 2 runs on 3 hits while striking out 3. They've got another one with the Rays tonight, 7:05 first pitch with Sean Newcomb getting the start. Alex Bregman will miss this finale. He is flying back to Boston to be with his wife for the birth of their second child.
Oh,
very
cool.
Nice. Congratulations to the Bregman family. You can listen to the game right here on
EEI. Do you think Bregman will love his teammates more that he'll be away from them for a day?
Probably.
Maybe. Yes. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. You can kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. Game 1 for the Seas is set for Sunday, April 20th, and we now know their opponent. The Magic beat the Hawks 120-95 in the play-in game last night. The Celtics dropped the season series 2-1 to Orlando. And your Bruins dropped their final game of the regular season 5-4 in overtime to the Devils. The Subaru of New England Love Spring event is here. Spring into your next adventure in a 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 42 degrees in Boston. Afternoon high, a breezy 50.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.